From Santa Barbara, California, Timeless Voyager Radio with Bruce Stephen Holmes. Self-development radio for the open mind. Interviews with leading-edge authors and speakers in the fields of environmental issues, alternative health care, new psychology, psychic phenomena, UFOs, and extraterrestrial encounters. And now, Bruce Stephen Holmes for Timeless Voyager Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Bruce Stephen Holmes for Timeless Voyager Radio, and I'm very happy to have with me today Swami Hariharananda Giri, or Swamiji. He is of the Kriya Ashram, Kriya Yoga Ashram in Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the show, Swamiji. The first question is, can you explain what Kriya is?
Kriya means work. Any work human being, they are doing, that is Kriya. And Ya means indwelling self, who is inhaling from within, that is called Ya. That is one body, home body. Gross body is hum, and causal body is sha, that hum sha. Without sha, who is doing work, ya, if he doesn't inhale, then we cannot do any work. Any work we are doing, that is kri and ya. That work is worship. That work is not done by the human being. This is kriya. And Kriya Yoga is based on breath control. Breath control is self-control. Breath mastery is self-mastery. Breathlessness stage is deathlessness stage. There are many ways of God realization. Ramakrishna Paramahansa said there are many ways. But that is good. But in scriptures it is said that ananta param akhila shabda shastram shalpam tathayu, our life longevity is very short. There are many spiritual books, there are many gurus, and our duties are endless. So jat sarabhutam tat grohitabham, which is the essence of all religions, that we should receive it. The Kriya Yoga is the essence of all religions. God brought the supreme mystery of Kriya Yoga with his creation. In ancient time, there was no deity, Durga, Kali, Shiva. Only they are practicing this Kriya Yoga. And after that, it was taught in 4th chapter Bhagavad Gita, 1st verse. It is written that it is taught by Vivashan to Manu, M-A-N-U, Manu, Manu to Ikshaku, I-K-S-H-U, A-U, Ikshaku, that is Ramachandra family. They are practicing Kriya Yoga. After that, it was suppressed. Then it is reviewed by the Babaji Maharaj, the Kalpa Yogi. And his disciple, he taught this Kriya Yoga to his disciple Lahari Mahasaya. And Lahari Mahasaya taught it to Sri Yukteswar Ji, Panchan Bhatta Ji Mahasaya. And I am the disciple of Sri Yukteswar Ji, Panchan Bhatta Ji Mahasaya. P-A-N-C-H-A-N-A-N, Panchan Bhatta Charja. And Sanyal Mahasaya. I am disciple of Sanyal Mahasaya, S-A-N-Y-A-L-M-O-H-A-S-A-A, Sanyal Mahasaya. This is the authentic original technique. That Kriya Yoga technique has not reached in the foreign country before. I brought this supreme mystery of Kriya Yoga, authentic original technique, to the foreign country. It is very easiest technique, simplest technique, shortcut technique, surest technique, no hardship. Just like a fax machine, is sending the news from one place to long distance within 3 minutes' time. It is just like that, only by magnetizing the spine, within 3 minutes' time, people will get calmness, which is godliness. Rich, poor, scientist, educated, businessmen and all persons, they are busy with name and fame, but God realization is their birthright, because from the day of their birth, the living power of God is inhaling.
Now you're saying that Kriya,
telling that by the practice of this Kriya Yoga technique, we can get immediate divine sound, constant divine sound, constant alertness of the inner self. Also, we will feel the movement sensation of the formless power of God, who is remaining in the whole body, in 108 body parts. You can see that movement sensation immediately within 3 minutes' time. Even you will get divine light. Also, you will get super conscious state, cosmic conscious state, and wisdom. The Kriya Yoga is a very shortcut technique, and it will give reality, truth. You can avoid your all bad qualities, it imparts skill. That in the practical life, you will learn how to talk, how to behave. The love will flourish, bond between two friends will be stronger, and people will learn how to speak. So, I am telling the Kriya Yoga is a very important technique. Just within 3 minutes' time, if a person practices 3 minutes' time, then they can get change in their whole system. They will get calmness. Many, they are sitting for meditation. That is good, but when they are sitting for meditation, they are getting many types of thoughts, anxieties, and anger, cruelty. So this is adulterated meditation. We say that their guru will remain their same guru, but we can purify their body. We take each human being personally, and we are purifying their body calmly. Within 3 minutes' time, they will get godliness. Breath control is self-control. Breath mastery is self-mastery. Breathlessness stage is deathlessness stage. When the passion is there, on that time there is no anger. Similarly, when a people will sit for Kriya Yoga, on that time he will never get any sense of the world. He will only feel how the living movement sensation of God in his whole body. People, they should practice it at least 3 minutes' time, 4 minutes' time, 5 minutes' time. Among 24 hours, they can spare this Kriya Yoga technique and they can get the control. They will get the emancipation, constant emancipation. They will remain in the practical world, in the material world. Without soul, you cannot do anything. You will earn money, but you are earning money by the breath. You are enjoying sexually. You will keep 50% attention on the soul and 50% attention on the sex play. A dead man cannot get appetite. Appetite is given by God. There is fire in this stomach, Vaishanara Agni. So, you are offering this just an oblation. There are seven fires in ascending center, that is in Muladhara, Sadhisthana, coccygeal, sacral, lumbar, dorsal, cervical. We have five works. We will do five types of works, and we can also get that God realization like that. In Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, fifth chapter, 27th verse, it is written, you will fix your attention in between your two eyebrows and just inside that you'll go straight 3 inches inside. Your soul, the living life, the living power of God is remaining there. You fix your attention and you magnetize your spine, touch your head on the ground. Then, automatically, you will get the living power of God. You will perceive that He is soul dwell in you. In the practical world, whole day and night, you will do work. And whole day and night, you will feel that you are not doing work. Your indwelling self is doing the work. So if you do it, then you can remain in the material world. Even many persons, they are practicing, they are getting restlessness, they have no achievement. By the practice of this, they can avoid their all drugs, all bad qualities, anger, pride, cruelty. So automatically, they will feel the living power of God within them. It's a rare opportunity for human being that within 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes time, they can get that God realization. So I am telling that if people, they practice it, it's a great gain to them. They will get single-minded meditation and they will get nothing. Only they will feel the living power of God is activating. I am telling that if any people, the people, those who are practicing Kriya or any other technique, if they don't get calmness, they can come to me. I am 85 years old. I am roaming all over the world. I roam 7-8 places in Europe, and just now I have come here in America. I was in Santa Barbara. I have come here. I am telling the opportunity must not be neglected, for it may never return. We are born for God realization because it is scientific technique. In from our cardiovascular system, from our gastrointestinal system, and from skin system, many cells are dying. By the practice of this, the people will get free from diseases. The female will get beautiful, lustrous body. They will give pressure on their womb. The male will never get impotency, hernia, and bad liver. They can avoid all negative drugs and everything. Kriya Yoga is the most important thing, which I am telling that it is for the whole mankind. In India, many people, they are working and they are remaining in the material world. They are getting God realization. So, if you have any question about my talk, you can ask me. I can give you the answer of the question. Thank you.
You studied with Sri Yukteswar, is that correct?
Yes.
For our listeners, could you tell us a little bit about Sri Yukteswar?
Yes, I can say that when I first went to him, he was keeping his attention in the forehead and watching calmly, and he's not looking anywhere. Then I stood outside in front of the door. Then he opened his eyes. He bent his eyes, turned his eyes towards my face. He saw me. And immediate after, he lifted up his eyes towards the frontal lobe, that is on the forehead. So I felt whenever Sri Yukteswar saw me, then I can enter into his room. So I went straight to him and I bowed him. I touched my pituitary, that is in between two eyebrows, on his toe, big toe. Then he was very happy. He told me to sit down here. I sat near him. Then he asked my name and my meditation, why I have come here, who sent. I told my guru, Vijay Krishna Chattopadhyay. His son was reading in the school of Sri Yukteswar ji. So he told me, I want liberation and pulselessness state. So my guru Vijay Krishna Chattopadhyay told that you can go to him. So I went to him. He asked many things. I told, he asked me whether you know astrology, palmistry or anything, and whether you have studied all spiritual books. I said yes. And I also, whether you know all Hinduism. I said yes. Then he was very happy. Then he saw my palm and said that you cannot marry. You are not married. I said yes, I am not married. Then he said that you cannot marry. So you take sannyas from me. I said at present I will not take sannyas. I will take sannyas after a few days. Then he asked me why. Then I said my field is not ready. Then he said your field is, he asked me many questions from Veda, Upanishad, Patanjali, Brahma Sutra, Bhagavad Gita. I answered. Then he said you are more efficient, you are more powerful than myself, your field is more ready. You are son of a Brahmin, so you know all Hinduisms, you know all, even he asked me about the Bible, Quran, Torah, everything. I said, I read everything. I can tell the whole life of Jesus. I can tell life of Moses. In this way, I talked with him. He was very happy. But he said that you should take sannyas now and you can go to Puri Karar Ashram and stay there.
Now,
but on that time, I said, no, at present I will not go. I will go after a few days. First I will take initiation from you, then I will practice a few days with you, and then after I can do it. So he was extremely happy, and I used to go occasionally to him, and he was so happy with me. Also, the last disciple of Lahari Baba, Shanel Mahashaya, he was staying in Puri. I also took the higher kriyas from that, from him. Also Swami Satyananda ji, he was teaching the original authentic technique. Many people, they are teaching here Kriya Yoga, but they do not know the authentic original technique. But they demand it is authentic. If it is authentic, then within 2 minutes time, 3 minutes time, they can purify their body and they can give vibration in the whole body, whole system. That is in the four petal lotus in the money center, six petal lotus in the sex center, they will get vibration there. 10 petal lotus in the food center, they will feel vibration and sound, divine sound there. And also in the heart center, there are 12 petal lotus. They will feel the vibration and movement sensation and divine sound. Also in the 16 petal lotus, they will feel the movement sensation and sound, also 2 petal lotus. In this, it is written in the math, that is Vedic Shastra, that is 108 body parts, so I can give vibration within 3 minutes time in 108 body parts. This I am telling about the life of Swamiji, and Swamiji was so happy with me.
Now, did Yogananda study with Sri Yukeshwar also?
Yes, I came to the church of Yogananda, but he was teaching the another type of Kriya. It is not authentic and original technique. It is some diluted form. That with mouth open, he is teaching inhalation, but God has given nose to take breath through the nose. However, I took initiation on that time. He taught me that Indian technique. He also taught me that technique. It is all Indian technique. But that technique is not taught by any people. Many they are telling that they are teaching Kriya Yoga, but authentic Kriya Yoga technique will give calmness, which is godliness. You can get it within 2 minutes time. We can get it within 3 minutes time, and not more than that. Any person, if you have the desire, you can come to me. I can give you the vibration within 3 minutes time in your whole system. In the open meeting, when I am delivering lecture, I do not talk much. My disciple Swami Atmananda, he is talking in the hall. I talk for a short period. Then I give the living power of God in the whole system, and they are getting calmness and they are feeling extreme joy, and they are practicing Kriya Yoga.
Now, you mentioned we call them the chakras. We call those fires the chakras, right? The chakras, the seven chakras?
Yes.
Yes. And you're saying that the technique that you teach, the true technique of Kriya, enlivens all of these chakras. Is that correct?
Yes.
Can you tell us just a little bit about how the technique affects each one of the chakras and why that is good for us?
My father, it is a technique. When you will come to me directly, then I can infuse that power. I cannot tell this technique. Only by magnetizing your spine, bending your spine, touching your head on the ground, then we do it within 3 minutes' time. But where to keep your tongue and where to keep your attention, that I will say when he will come to me. Otherwise, we do not say, because it is a secret technique, authentic Kriya Yoga technique, nobody knows that. So, if you only bow, you cannot get that vibration, sound and divine light, constant sound. I am talking, I am hearing divine sound, also feeling movement sensation in my forehead, even on my toe, I can feel that it is not I, that the marvelous power of God is remaining in every human being. He is humbly talking through my mouth. I also request human being that he will talk, I request Almighty Father that he will talk sweetly, humbly, divinely through my mouth, and by which all people of the universe, they can get this calmness and they can get God realization. Calmness is godliness. In Bible, it is written, be still and know that you are God. So what is written there, that thing you will can feel it. Also it is said, don't think that your mouth is made for bread only, but the word that proceeds from your mouth, it is the talk of God. So people, they are talking, they don't feel from where the talk is coming. So what is written in the Bible, that is, in scriptures, it is said that if you read many books and many lessons, many magazines, you cannot get godhood. 1 ounce of practice is worth tons of theories. Yoga karmasu kausalam. There is technique. As the aeroplane is coming up from the ground, helicopter is coming up from the ground by the technique. Similarly, this Kriya Yoga technique can remove your all human stage, extrovert stage, into introvert stage. You have 3 bodies. That is, perishable body, that you are baby. Now every day you are changing, every moment, in a fraction of a moment, your cells, atoms, tissues, diaphragm, skin, flesh, bone, everything is changing by the power of God. So we are only born for God realization. Our frontal lobe is the main thing, most important thing. The cow, their spine is parallel to the ground, but our spine is not like that. Our head is on the top. So our forehead, inside the forehead, the frontal lobe, inside there is rationality and divinity. So by the practice of this Kriya Yoga, you have to touch your frontal lobe, that is forehead, on the ground, and we will purify, lift up all the power from the lower center to the upper center. Then within 2 minutes' time, 3 minutes' time, the people will get that power in their whole system. And that will be permanent. And every day, as the student is reading every day, and they become highly qualified, similarly, if you practice it only 5 minutes, then you will get God realization. You will feel that you are God in human being, and human being in God. Follow me?
Yes, I think I do.
You can understand me?
I sure can, yes. The next, I'm wondering then, so you're basically saying that is the power that we were talking about, is that coming from the earth?
Yes. Yes, power is coming from the earth. In the earth, there are five qualities. There is water, there is fire, there is air, and also there is vacuum. So, the five qualities are remaining. If you cultivate a land in Kriya Yoga technique, the second technique we cultivate the body land. The moment we will cultivate the body land, automatically we will feel the power of God is activating, and you will get your spine, pindam kundalini shaktim, your whole delusion and illusion and error will disappear in the second technique, and you will feel that your right side of your cerebrum, the God is giving all thoughts, anger, pride, cruelty, insincerity, hypocrisy. So by the practice of the second technique, we can give massaging in the whole ductless gland, liver, spleen, kidney, adrenal gland, pancreas. So from that we are getting secretion. Females, they are giving pressure on the womb. So they are getting estrogen and progesterone. So they are getting beautiful, lustrous body. The male, they are keeping their heel near the penis cord, just near the rectum. So they will never get impotency. So they will live beautiful, lustrous body. I am 85. So I am talking with you. You can hear my pronunciation, my energy, my agility. I am constantly doing work. So the Kriya Yoga grants all-round development.
Now, there are different types of yoga, I guess, as we know. Like there is bhakti and there is karma. Is Kriya like karma yoga?
Baba, I am telling, without Kriya, without work, you cannot know, you cannot get gyan, knowledge. If you do not read in this school, then you will not be educated, you will not get knowledge. If you do not get knowledge, extreme education, then people will not love you. So karma, jnana and bhakti, karma yoga and jnana yoga and bhakti yoga, these are one, these are not separated, these are causally connected, correlated and causally connected. So we are magnetizing this pain. Immediately we are feeling the knowledge. We have no mind, we are only feeling the movement sensation in the soul, in the frontal lobe, in the whole cerebral cortex, and we are getting sufficient circulation. So you will never get heart failure, your brain power will be flourished. So I am telling, the people will get sharp memory, and they will get the retentive power, receptive power. So Kriya Yoga is a combination of all yogas. It is not Ashtanga Yoga, it is Chaturanga Yoga. The last third part, fourth part of the Chaturanga Yoga, Pratyahar. In a minute time, Pratyahar means renunciation. He'll be free from mind, thought, intellect, ego, body sense and worldly sense. He will not feel where he is sitting. This is Pratyahar. Ashtanga Yoga, Jama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama. Pranayama means rest of prana. So then Pratyahar. So Kriya Yoga, at a time they will get Pratyahar, calmness, free from everything. Pratyahar, Dharana. They will get conception of self, perception of self, and realization of the Almighty Father. They will feel it. This is dharana. Pratyahar, dharana, dhyan. Then he will free from sanglina, manasa, nidvisa, and manaha. They will get no mind, thought, only they will feel superconscious stage, cosmic conscious stage. They will remain on the borderline of human life. Just they will get samadhi stage, the turiya stage, that is called wisdom. So this kriya yoga is a chaturanga yoga, pratyahar, dharana, dhyan, and samadhi. Immediately they will get samadhi, the pulselessness stage, the breathlessness stage. I am telling, I was in the hospital for 2-3 days due to my pain in the back. Doctor, he was trying to take heart EKG, but he is not getting because I am concentrating inside the soul. Then doctor, neurologist, she asked me, where you have kept your heart? Where is your heart? Then I told him, I told nothing because I can fix my attention in the soul. And I am only watching at him. Then he said, we are not getting anything. You please allow us to take the heart. Then I laughed. After a short period, I told him, now you can get my cardio EKG. Then the report came. He was laughing. He said that this is Indian yogi. They're highly realized, so powerful. Even the doctor, one cardiologist, top doctor of Sanford, California, Florida, he's a top heart doctor. He told that all rich people, all educated person, they are after name and fame, and they are after money. But they should also meditate for a short period, and they should also meditate for a short period, and they should get God realization, because they are born for God realization. So his name is Velorio. He's an eminent doctor. So everyone, the human being, they are God in human being, but they don't feel it by the technique. As the helicopter can come, the conquered plane can go within a short period. Mind can go short period to your home in a moment time. Similarly, you can get God realization, you can get calmness within a short period. Just to touch the electric wire, bare electric wire, you are getting immediate current in your whole system. Similarly, it is like that. So many people, those who have taken initiation from many gurus, they are getting nothing. Those who are true seeker, they are coming. And I say that your guru will remain your own guru. We are purifying your body. You are getting calmness after that you hear that sound and divine light and moment sensation of God in the whole universe. Only He is all-pervading, abiding in the whole universe. So we should perceive it, conceive it, and realize it. So is there anything to ask?
All right, just a comment then. What you are saying, my understanding is that unless a person puts their forehead, as you said, on the earth and practices the real or the true Kriya, they are not getting the divine sound.
They're not getting?
The divine sound or light.
They're not getting divine sound. No, surely they will get divine sound. We will teach them. If anyone, you can talk Bambima, whether she is constantly getting divine sound. You can talk any other persons of that place. All the students, those who have taken Kriya from me, they're all getting divine sound and divine vibration and divine light. It is sure. It is non-failing.
So you are saying this is the only way. Is that correct?
I'm not telling only way, but I'm telling if you get it, good. If you get calmness, that is good. And if you don't get calmness during time of meditation, if you get many thoughts, anger, pride, cruelty, and many dispositions, then it is not the genuine meditation. It is the adulterated meditation. So you require, I don't say this is the only way. All way is the way, because if you take milk, you are taking milk. If you take cheese, you are taking the same milk. If you take condensed milk, it is also the same thing. But whether people, they are getting the calmness, the ultimate goal is calmness. If they get calmness, then they can avoid their all bad qualities, all bad habits, all drugs. But what is their achievement? Whether they are doing it, whether they are getting it, I think that paths are path, undoubtedly. All paths are path. But I am telling those who are not getting vibration, they can come. I also said this from the very beginning. Not that this is the only path.
That's right. I remember that. That's why I was asking that, to make sure that was what you had said. I understand. One question that I've had, Swamiji, and perhaps you can answer it. Once a person has become unified or Brahman, what is it that awaits a person outside of the physical reality? Let's say when they drop their body, when a person is enlightened, a person who is God realized, what is it that they do then at that point?
In Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, the Krishna, in 42 verse, it is said that if a person doesn't meditate, then he is not a man, he is sub-man. Tamatmastham je anupasyante dhira desham sukham shantim anandam na itaresham. Who is fixing his attention in the soul and getting God realization, he is getting, his life is fulfilled, he will get happiness, peace and bliss. But those who are not doing it, they are below human being, almost like animal being, they are passing their life, so they will get bad qualities in their present life. If the student doesn't read very nicely, then he cannot be highly qualified. Only it depends upon the heredity, environment and culture. Heredity is there, the power of God is remaining in every human being. I told in Genesis, it is said, the God is inhaling from male and female, and he made male and female with his own image. So this is the heredity. But if you don't meditate, and if you don't come to the environment, to the teacher, if the student doesn't go to the school and do not follow the teacher 100% and do not do the homework, then how he can get success in his life? He cannot get success in his life. He cannot get success in his life. So it is essential that you should read the same thing. So what I am telling, that everyone is born for God realization. Any work, bad work or good work which you are doing, it is coming from the soul. So if you remain in the bad things, then you cannot come, you cannot get education. If you mix with the bad boys, bad company and bad drugs, then you will be poor, you will get no regard from the society, you will not be eminent person. Similarly, whenever you are God in human being in God, so everyone should practice at least 5 minutes. We don't say more. Kriya Yoga technique is so quick. that they are not to chant for hours together, because wisdom cannot be perceived by the mouth or by the sight or by the emotion or by the hallucination or by the show or by the magic. It can be only perceived by the atom. That is, if you can fix your attention in between your two eyebrows, 3 inches inside, see Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 27th verse. It is written there that Dhruvor Madhe Pranamavishya Sammak. In between your two eyebrows, you go penetrate 3 inches deepest inside. Then you take this Sparshan Kitta Bohit Bhajjam. You remove all your worldly sense. Chakshus Chaiva Antare Bhruvo. Your attention will remain inside the forehead, inside the pituitary, 3 inches inside. The soul, your life, the living power of God is remaining there. Pranayapana Samokritva. Then you take short breath. Nashabhyantara Charini. That breath will not come if you place your finger in front of the nostrils, then the breath will not touch in your mouth. If you can come to me and if you hold my nose and mouth, then you will see I can remain for a longer period because I am remaining in the soul. So, as the doctor, the labored hard and become the doctor, similarly, everyone, if they practice Kriya, surely they will get God realization. There are many ministers, there are president, all people, they are remaining with name and fame, but they are not thinking that they are God in human being and human being in God. So everyone should perceive, you should give it in the radio, otherwise all the people, they cannot feel what is reality. We are rational being and we are divine being. And that divinity and reality is remaining inside your whole brain. Left side of your brain is educated, right side of your cerebrum is God is giving thought first on the right side of the cerebrum. So yoga karmasu kaushalam, with the technique we have to change our head so we will never get arthritis, spondylitis. So many troubles will disappear and you will get God realization. I am so happy you are eagerly hearing my talk and you are not leaving me. You are not telling, you leave your talk, I don't want to hear you. I am fortunate. So I am sure all the persons of the radio here, those who have taken initiation, those who heard my talk, they took initiation. Even in Maryland, they came for the television. And after that, they took the immediate next day, they said, Swamiji, we want that God realization, immediate perception within a short period. We are very naughty child, we are doing nothing throughout the year. I said, no matter, this is the time to earn God. Don't think it is too late. The immediately you will touch the electric BRL, electric wire, you will get current. Similarly, immediately you will go to your indwelling self, then surely you will get Godhood. That Godhood is within you. That is three bodies, perishable body, imperishable body, that is your AUM, and another is above perishable and imperishable, that is written in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, 17th, 18th, 19th verse. So it is written that your causal body is A, that is the formless power of God is remaining there. Your astral body is remaining inside the cranium, that is knowledge, super consciousness, cosmic consciousness, also mind, thought, intellect, ego is remaining there. This is you, A, you, and your gross body is M, A, U, M, this is Om. your ghost body is full of delusion, illusion and error. It is why you have to cultivate your body land. Ramprasad said, Tumara man jami roilo patit, abad korle folto shona, man tumi krishika janona. Oh mind, you do not know how to cultivate your body land. If you would cultivate your body land, then you get God realization. It is at your hand. It is just now. Repent not for the kingdom of heaven. It is at your hand. It is written in Bible. Happy?
Yes. You know, you cover so much information, it's hard to...
Have you ever got any person who is talking about Kriya Yoga and the telephone like that? Until a person remaining constantly on the soul, can he get alertness in the soul? Can he talk like that? I hope not so.
Swamiji, I met two of your disciples a few years ago, Swami Atmananda and Laizan Ma, and I was very impressed with them. How much commitment does a person have to make in order to do Kriya the correct way?
He will get immediately. No need of commitment. No need of commitment. Only he will come and he will take and he will get it. Do you follow me?
A person needs not change their lifestyle then.
Every field is ready. This extreme murderer, he can get change immediately. You know, Saint Paul was extreme against Jesus. He was a prosecutor. He got change in a moment time. Mary Magdalene is a pros. He left it in a moment time. Saint Peter, he was very wild, rogue, rough. He got change and he got the power. When Jesus said that I am leaving this world, the ascension, my ascension is essential. You take the charge of the whole sheep and lambs, that means my disciples. He said, I am not fit. He said, you are quite fit because you are with me and you followed me through and through. You set net on the river, but you got no fish. Now you set net in my presence. You will see your net will be full of fishes. Then he set it, you know that. So, after that, when the fish is full in the net, then Jesus said, slowly, slowly, slowly you pull. Then he pulled and got so many fishes. Then Jesus taught him, you proceed slowly, slowly, slowly and take charge, don't be restless. I am always after you. I will help you. Then after that, in presence of all, Jesus ascended. And after that, when Jesus felt that they are not getting so many power, then Jesus came down. Descension of Jesus within you. Descent of Jesus within me. Descent of Jesus within every human being. That is the descension of Jesus. Do you follow me? That you are in touch with Swami Atmananda and Laizan Ma. I was also there in this time, but God is not kind that you did not come or you did not call me to your radio office, then I could talk in the radio office.
Well, we tried.
Thank you.
Can you comment more on this dissension of Jesus, please?
Yes. I can say that Jesus was not educated, but he was highly realized. So book is not required. I said, Ramakrishna, Paramahansa, he was not educated, highly realized. So no question of commitment. Only come and take and fill up your belly and see that you and the food are one. Food is the living power of God. Food is your memory. Food is your brain. food is your all bad quality, and food will give you liberation. Follow me? So you take the spiritual food from me, then surely you will feel that you and the living power of God are one, and anything you are doing, it is done by Him. So you can, if you are on the light, then you are not in the darkness. See, if you feel, remain in superconscious state, then you cannot do any bad things. Your bad thing will disappear. Many people, they know they are getting heart trouble, still they are not avoiding smoking and wine and drugs. They are very rich, they are working hard, even highly qualified persons, they are doing it. They should be a real educated. If you only magnetize your spine, then you are not to smoke cigarette. You will get sufficient circulation in the brain, and your power will immediately, you will rejuvenate and regenerate, and you will get fresh energy. We are not taking any wine, cigarette, or anything. We are remaining in the cold country, in New York, extreme cold, in Germany, all the period. We are remaining very nicely, even in hill, high hill. That is, what is that? Europe, the high hill, the most important place.
Switzerland.
I was in Switzerland. They are all running on the hill, high hill, and I am also with them. And after that I came and sat down inside the car. They are all playing. We came back in the home. We are invited to have food. So when they have gone, they have given so many glasses of wine to them. They have also given me the wine. I said, I have never drank it. Then he said, you please drink it, otherwise you will get fever. I said, no, I will not get fever. Then they are requesting me several times. I said, no, you please drink. I will not drink. Then he said that at 2 o'clock you will get fever. 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock you will get fever. I said, no, not 12, 2:30. Then I did not do anything. I was only practicing Kriya. And after that I did not get anything. They came to me. They saw me. I am quite all right. And they were astonished. They told me how it is possible. I said, breath control. In the lungs, there is cold, draft has gone. I am giving hot draft. Just like that. In this way, I am giving hot draft. And I am also doing the another pranayam, that in this way I am continually doing sufficient oxygen and hot power is going inside the brain. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do.
And after that, the cold drop which is in the body, that has completely gone. Yogastha kuru karmani. You should remain on living power of God, on the soul, then soul will never give you trouble. I am very happy that you are so kind to me. You only told that you will take 14 minutes, and at present you have given me unlimited time. You can put any question.
Swamiji, we are though out of time on the tape recorder.
That I know.
And so we'll have to stop the show at that moment.
I want to bow you unlimited time. Clear?
Yes, and thank you very much, Swami, for being on the show with us today. This is Timeless Voyager Radio. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. It was a very informative interview.
Whether he will keep it in the radio?
Yes.
Then all people will hear. I am happy. I want to bow you unlimited time, because the rich, poor, and the businessmen, and all the persons, scientists, ministers, parliament people, everyone should meditate. We are born for God's use. conversation. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
And those, thank you very much for listening to Timeless Voyager Radio today. This is Bruce Stephen Holmes. Listen, I hope that your own personal voyage through life towards the development of your highest potential is a joyous and successful one. Thank you for listening to Timeless Voyager Radio.